from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, opening arguments begin today in the trial of a school bus aide charged in a Franklin Township child's death 2 years ago. Amanda Davila is charged with manslaughter and child endangerment after a 6-year-old special needs girl choked to death on the way to summer school when she became entangled in her seatbelt. Prosecutors say video shows the 27-year-old bus monitor sitting up front on her cell phone, ignoring Fashaw Williams for 14 minutes as the nonverbal special needs student suffocated in her wheelchair. With his presidency nearly over, Joe Biden has announced that offshore drilling for gas and oil will be blocked across hundreds of acres of ocean, including off New Jersey's coast.
Biden is using his authority to protect 625 million ocean acres from future gas and oil development. The entire East Coast, as well as parts of the West Coast, the Eastern Gulf of Mexico, and portions of Alaska are protected. Biden's decision takes advantage of the 1953 Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act, which permits presidents to withdraw federal waters from future oil and gas leasing. President-elect Donald Trump blasted the move, though his goal to reverse it won't be easily achieved. The law does not give presidents the authority to place waters back into development, meaning Trump may have to get Congress to actually change the law. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Credit reports will no longer include medical debt for Americans. The new rule was finalized by the Biden administration Tuesday. It will take effect in March and will take off around $49 billion worth of medical bills from the credit reports of about 15 million Americans. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Is another storm inbound? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in-skin weather. Clear, dry, windy, cold. That's pretty much your forecast through the end of the work week here. Our next potential storm system could arrive this weekend. I map out 3 possible scenarios with probabilities for big snow, little snow, and nothing at all in my weather blog at nj1015.com. Clear skies tonight, and we continue the cold breeze. So with lows falling to the upper teens to around 20, the wind chill may dip into the single digits overnight. Needless to say, bundle up. Tomorrow, we'll do it again. Sunshine, a few clouds, windy and cold, highs in the upper 20s. Thursday, still sunny, still windy, still frozen, highs around 30. On Friday, we'll see increasing clouds and dry weather, highs in the lower to mid-30s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Currently, Newark, Edison, and Mount Holly are all 33 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.